busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
You got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Thank you to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We're still playing that song. You know, State Senator Kristen Dessler Alfheim's favorite song. So we will always play that for her because I know she does listen and she's awesome. And so, and Sarah Rodriguez, oh my God, she's awesome too. I didn't know a lot about her. And the more I learned and the more I got to know her background, it's really impressive, you guys. Like, I seriously, she's going to be a good candidate. She's going to be a really good candidate. And I think she'd be a really good governor. She is brilliant and she can punch pretty hard. So I think we'd be in good hands with her. So I'm looking forward to following her campaign. But I'm going to switch gears a little bit, because I was driving in, I was looking on Twitter and so I had my drive in to kind of stew on this, but I saw a tweet from, Representative Tony Weed, who represents the Northeast Wisconsin area. And I want to talk about that for a little bit because I think it encapsulates so much about kind of what is wrong in our politics. And it definitely is absolutely the spotlight's on one dude. We all know who that is. But Tony, he's kind of all over the board in what he sends out. You know, like last week, he talked about on Twitter, he was the leader of the Democrat Party. And sidebar, by the way. That is such a stupid insult. Stop doing that on the Republican side. The Democrat Party. It's the Democratic Party. All they're doing is just throwing little jabs in there to try to insult and be, you get under the skin of people that you don't like. You're a child, dude. Stop it. Anyway, so he's tweeted about that. You know, he's tweeted about the one big beautiful bill putting more money in the pockets of Wisconsinites, which is pretty well documented. Obviously, it's not going to do that. He's tweeted about illegal aliens, drunk driving. He's done a backhanded slap at Tony Evers retiring. I get it. Like, he's a freshman in Congress who's owned some gas stations, and now he's trying to figure out his place in the United States Congress. You know, and I've toyed around with the idea of running to it. And that in those discussions, you kind of know, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a fiscal hawk? Are you going to be a budget person? Are you going to be a national defense person? Are you going to focus on industry, healthcare, tax, defense, all that stuff? And Tony, he's trying to brand himself. You know, he's trying to figure out what he's going to do, because he was, when he ran for office, he was Trump endorsed Tony Weed. So really, you're nothing. You are what Trump says you are. And so, like, you're, I think they call it, what, an empty suit. You're an empty suit, right? And so that brings me what he tweeted today. And he said this. He said, "The air quality in Northeast Wisconsin is currently unhealthy," which, like, no beep, you know, you think? And he said, "Americans shouldn't have to suffer the consequences of Canada's poor forest management. We must work together to prevent future wildfires across our border and to protect the air quality across Wisconsin." Like, again, you said this word salad, bro. You said nothing. You said nothing. And so I'm dubbing him because, you know, if we're going to take a page out of MAGA's book, which, you know, hey, whatever, I'm not above that. We're going to call him Tone Deaf Tony Weed. Okay, Tone Deaf Tony. And here's the problem with that tweet. Trump has MAGA convinced that the one solution to these fires is to, like, rake the forest. You remember that? When he said to Governor Newsom, "All you got to do is rake the forest." It's like, oh, okay, cool. And so here's Tony Weed. You know, they have to, the forest management. You know, which like, if you think about it, you got a guy that owned some gas stations, and he's coming into this discussion filled with forest management people and people that have done this, spent their lives studying this science. And here's Tony. You know what you guys got to do? Here, you know, it's like, oh, man, if only we thought about that. We should have thought, raking the forest. Man, boy, Jim, did you ever think of that? Like, honestly. Tone deaf Tony Weed. And so what he does is he takes these talking points from Trump, regurgitates them on Facebook and Twitter and all that. And whatever he hears from the Politburo in the Oval Office, that's what is said. And the problem is, none of it makes any freaking sense. None of it makes sense. Because when you think about it, when you think about what they have to do, Canada's wilderness is nearly half the size of the continental United States. The lower 48, it's nearly half the size. And so, like, to try to put into context what it would take to rake the freaking forests of Canada, Tony, you are blissfully ignorant. Gleefully ignorant. Tony, you are a sheltered individual living in a bubble inside your own little mega world where facts and reason and common sense are literally nowhere to be found. You're a fool. You're a deluded fool, completely detached of reality. And I would love for Tone Deaf Tony Weed to come on and have a civil, facts-based discussion on all of this. Come on the show, Tony. Come tell the people of Wisconsin what you've been up to. Because you're not telling people here in your district. Sure, you might go to businesses and do some tours. That's easy stuff. But you're not facing the voters and actually having common sense, fact-based, civil discussion on any of this stuff with anyone who disagrees. Come on, Tony. Let's talk about it. Tone Deaf Tony Weed. Come on, The Rational Revolution with me, Mark, your host. Which... we're out of time. Plum out of time. Thank you for joining us on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Mark Becker. Again, thanks to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We will see you next week.